Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is the Feast of the Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the 30th of December, 2011. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light to reveal you to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer, and coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting redemption, who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we remember Michael Woodstock in a memorial mass before his funeral mass over at the Lutheran Church. We also take a time to meditate on the Holy Family. If there's, in the sacramentary it says, if there's no Sunday between Christmas and New Year's, then the 30th is the Feast of the Holy Family. Normally it would be on that Sunday. So we normally celebrate this, a big group of people here, meditating on what it is to be the Holy Family. And I think sometimes we look at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph and go, "No way. This is not possible." Two sinless people, and Joseph, a saint, pretty close. Right? And you know, if anything went wrong at the Holy Family household, it was like Joseph. Because it wasn't going to be Jesus or Mary's problem. Pretty tough to live this life. We see their perfect obedience to the civil authorities, right? Even though pregnant, he journeys all the way to Bethlehem in order to be enrolled in the census. We see their perfect obedience to religious authorities, bringing the child to the temple to offer the sacrifice for the firstborn son. And we go, just not possible. Or do they show us that in God, all things are possible? And I'd suggest it's the latter. The Holy Family is for us a witness that there's a different way of doing this. I had one mother tell me, you know, when you choose to have a child, you take this great risk. For at that moment, you've chosen to allow your heart to live and walk around outside of yourself. And that the pain your son or daughter endures becomes your pain. I think we can still kind of selfishly hold back in a married relationship, not fully giving in to the other. But when that little helpless child is born, there is some amazing bond made, and that mother is forever changed. I'm blessed with my two brothers being crazy, doting fathers on their children. They are just silly with their kids. It's beautiful to see, but they would have never been caught dead doing any of those things until they had a child. Right? It drew something out of them. And Pope Benedict, John Paul II, Paul V, all of the recent popes have said, the school of holiness is there at home. You'll learn to love and be loved as a family. You'll learn to pray and experience the mysteries of the church as a family. Now, maybe, admittedly, when they're little, distracted when you come to Mass, trying to keep everybody in line, but you'll grow in holiness as a family. And there's maybe three things I'd recommend. The first is silence. That seems odd, but what happened in Nazareth? We have just slight vignettes right here. Luke sends them home and everything is well until he's lost in the temple. And then everything's well for another 18 years until he's baptized in the Jordan. There was a lot of silence. There was a lot of quiet time together as a family, reading the scriptures, right? The reason Jesus can quote the Old Testament so well when he's preaching and teaching is because he had memorized it, right? He wasn't pulling it up on his iPad going, where is that in Isaiah? You know, he knew it. He knew the scriptures. Well, how do you get there? Well, you spend quiet time with them, studying as a family, praying together as a family. How many people experienced family meals growing up? Right? It was like 6 or 7 days a week in my household. You were not absent. And if there was a sports team practice or something that would have been in conflict with that family meal, you weren't on that sport. It was just that simple. But somehow, we've allowed our sports to take our children from us. And I'd suggest the family meal is that school of holiness. It's where you get to interact with one another, check in. Tom, I don't know if it'll be official, like, daily meetings, right, that you described. They're fantastic. They would have an agenda, right? Dad would set the agenda and everyone would go around and there'd be something on the agenda. That's just a precious story. Is Ed your middle name? So when Tom was really little, he hadn't gotten to the alphabet where the T's were, or O's, but he had gotten to the E's and D's, and so he put his hand up and got on the agenda that he should be called Ed because he could spell that and write it. This is one item he could get on the agenda as a little kid. But they checked in as a family every day, and they prayed the rosary. Right? How many of our families are praying the rosary as a family? If we want our families to grow in holiness and to look like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, we need to pray together. Now, if we read the Gospel of Matthew, the Holy Family was not a simple thing, right? off to Bethlehem, and then without going home, without saying goodbye to any of the relations, they go into exile into Egypt because somebody's after them, right? This holy family is not perfect. Born in a stable, right? Mother and child found in shed is the headline. We try to paint them in icons as this, you know, they're always sitting together, stately, you know, for that portrait. And all of you have taken family portraits, right? And you know the pain and the suffering and the tears and the hair combing and the tie tying to get everybody lined up for that photo. And then you put it up on your wall going, there we are. But there's a behind the scenes story, right? Spending some time in silence, eating and praying together will allow your family to grow in holiness. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.